Anyway, from NBC News, those books that the Chicago Sun-Times recommended reading this summer, you can stop looking for them. The newspaper said today that several of the titles had been generated by AI and do not even exist. Published on Sunday, it's called the article is called Heat Index, Your Guide to the Best of Summer. It was published on Sunday, was created in part by a freelancer who works for a third-party company. Quoting here from Melissa Bell, who is the chief executive of the Chicago Sun-Times, to our great disappointment, that list was created through the use of an AI tool and recommended books that do not exist. We are actively investigating the accuracy of other content in that special section. By the way, the Sun-Times recently cut their staff by 20%, increased their AI usage apparently by 100%.
Unbelievable.
Are we now at the point where AI is going to start writing books?
Yes.
Start writing newspaper articles?
We're not
now. It's already happening.
Yeah, we're not now at that point. Yeah. That has been happening for a while. There are people that make tens of thousands of dollars a month on AI-written books that they put on Amazon.
That's so the new ghostwriter, basically. Yeah.
You go onto Amazon, you buy a children's book.
Yeah.
Odds are it was written by an AI bot.
Well, and I may be misreading this headline. I didn't read the entire story, but I certainly read the headline and a little bit of the story. And I'm not getting political. I'm not. It involves this kind of stuff. Melania Trump, the first lady, of course, apparently did an audiobook. It's a memoir about her that was generated by AI. She didn't write it.
Is that like something she admits to? Is that what you're saying? Or it's come out?
I don't think she's denying it.
Okay.
I think I saw it on abcnews.com. Let me look that up.
Political already.
No. I'm not talking about whether I like her or don't like her, or like her husband or don't like her husband. I don't care. What I'm saying is, it's my understanding that she or somebody that she works with had AI generate a memoir about her life. Okay, that she didn't write it. Okay, AI wrote it. As long as they're upfront and honest about that, who cares? And then she is doing the audiobook on a memoir about her life that she didn't write, AI wrote.
I wonder why the first lady would have an AI program write her book instead of some notorious author or biographer.
But news organizations need to watch out for this, to bring it back to the story at hand.
Oh, yeah.
News organizations need to watch out for this because this was a third-party journalist who sold this story to the paper, right? They probably paid, I don't know what these rates go for, but a decent sum of money to this guy.
To compile this list.
And all he did was go to ChatGPT and type up best books for the summer.
I think this, to your point, Scott.
Let me rephrase and correct myself. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. I got it in reverse, and so I want to correct myself. And unlike most talk show hosts, I can admit when I'm wrong. She is having AI voice the audiobook of her memoir. Does that make sense?
Living up to the coffee mug. I see you, Scott.
The roastery?
The one that says Scott is a liberal.
Okay, to your point. To your point, yes. This,
Bobby's like, reel it in.
We're already living in that time. I think we might have talked about this one other time I was on the show, but I used to teach middle school. And before ChatGPT or anything, I got out of teaching. And I say to my sister, who's in education, my best friend Craig's in education, and they're both administrators. And I ask them, like, how in the world can this be completely policed? It can't. And so I remember back, even when I was in college 20 plus years ago, that they would talk about, or maybe it was when I was getting my master's degree, so like 10, 15 years ago, and they were talking about AI programs or writing papers for you when you have to do like a dissertation, et cetera. And they had this software that could read your paper to ensure that it wasn't fake.
Called Turnitin.
And now, how is every, if I'm 12 and I've got access to some assistance to help me do my book report or whatever, the book that I didn't read the night before, I probably would have taken advantage of the tools at my disposal.
But how
as well.
Do you police that? And I don't know. And then also, and this is what scares me the most, and we've talked about this before, REAI, is at what point does AI create a Vladimir Putin, right, on TV, air quotes, saying we have just launched nuclear missiles at the United States as of 1425 hours.
Hold that thought. We're late for a break.
Okay.
Have I got news for you about AI and what was just released by Google and the new version of AI and what it can do?
Let's go.
When we come back.